Your role in safely evacuating a school bus in an emergency situation? As a school bus driver, your role in safely evacuating a school bus during an emergency is critical for ensuring the safety and well-being of passengers. Here's what your role involves. 1, maintain calm and composure. Stay calm and composed to reassure passengers. Your demeanor sets the tone for their response to the situation. 2, prioritize safety. Your primary responsibility is passenger safety. Assess the situation quickly and make decisions based on ensuring their well-being. 3, follow procedures. Be familiar with and follow established evacuation procedures set by your school district or transportation department. 4, clear communication. Communicate calmly and clearly to passengers about the emergency and the need to evacuate. Use simple and precise instructions appropriate for the age of the students. 5, direct passengers. Direct passengers to the nearest and safest emergency exits. Instruct them on the primary and alternate exits to use. 6, assist those in need. Provide assistance to passengers who may require help, such as younger children, students with disabilities, or anyone feeling panicked. 7, maintain order. Maintain order and prevent chaos during the evacuation. Encourage students to exit the bus calmly and in an organized manner. 8, conduct headcount. Conduct a headcount or roll call at the evacuation site to ensure all passengers have safely exited the bus. 9, monitor evacuation. Supervise the evacuation process and ensure passengers move away from the bus to a designated safe location. 10, coordinate with authorities. Communicate with emergency responders or authorities upon their arrival, providing details about the situation and the status of the evacuation. A follow-up. Cooperate with authorities or school officials for any necessary follow-up, such as reporting and providing information about the incident. Your role as a school bus driver in an emergency evacuation is pivotal. Your ability to remain calm, communicate effectively, and take swift, decisive action is crucial for ensuring a safe and orderly evacuation process. Regular training, familiarization with evacuation procedures, and practicing emergency drills can greatly enhance your readiness to handle such situations effectively. How to plan for an emergency in advance. Planning for emergencies in advance is crucial for school bus drivers to ensure readiness and effective response. Here's a comprehensive guide on how to plan for emergencies. 1, familiarize yourself. Understand school district or transportation department policies and procedures for handling emergencies on a school bus. 2, know your bus. Understand the layout of your bus, locations of emergency exits, fire extinguishers, first aid kits, and other safety equipment. 3, training and certification. Attend regular training sessions on emergency procedures, first aid, CPR, and handling various emergency scenarios. 4, develop an emergency action plan, EAP. Create or review an emergency action plan that outlines steps to be taken in various emergency situations, such as accidents, fires, medical emergencies, or severe weather. 5, communication plans. Establish communication protocols with school officials, transportation authorities, emergency services, and parents in case of emergencies. 6, regular drills and practice. Conduct emergency drills regularly to familiarize students with evacuation procedures and ensure they understand how to respond in various scenarios. 7, passenger awareness. Educate students about emergency procedures, locations of emergency exits, and what to do in different emergency situations. 8, emergency contact information. Maintain an updated list of emergency contacts for students, school officials, transportation department, emergency services, and parents' guardians. 9, bus maintenance. Ensure regular maintenance and inspection of the bus to prevent mechanical failures that could lead to emergencies. 10, emergency supplies. Keep emergency supplies such as first aid kits, fire extinguishers, reflective triangles, flashlights, and blankets readily accessible and in good condition. 11, risk assessment. Conduct risk assessments to identify potential hazards and develop strategies to mitigate risks. 12, stay informed. Stay informed about weather forecasts, road conditions, and any potential local emergencies that might affect bus routes or safety. 13, review and update. Periodically review and update the emergency action plan and procedures based on lessons learned from drills or incidents. 14, mental preparation. Mentally prepare yourself for emergencies, staying calm and confident in your ability to handle unexpected situations. By proactively planning, training, and preparing for emergencies, School bus drivers can effectively respond to unforeseen situations, ensuring the safety and well-being of their passengers. Regular practice and collaboration with relevant authorities play a key role in maintaining readiness for any emergency scenario. When to evacuate and when not to evacuate your school bus. Determining when to evacuate a school bus depends on the nature and severity of the situation. Here are some guidelines to recognize when to evacuate and when not to. When to evacuate. 1. Imminent danger. If there's an imminent threat to the safety of passengers, such as fire, smoke, or a hazardous material spill inside or near the bus. 2. Collision risk. When the bus is in a location where there's an increased risk of collision, such as on a busy highway or in a position where it can't be easily moved. 3. Mechanical failure. If the bus experiences a mechanical failure that poses a risk, especially in situations where it's disabled on a roadway. 4. Directed by authorities. When emergency responders or authorities instruct or advise evacuation due to an immediate threat or hazardous situation. When not to evacuate one. Safe environment. If the bus is in a safe location away from immediate dangers and passengers are safer remaining inside. 2. Minor situations. In minor incidents where staying inside the bus doesn't pose an immediate threat to passenger safety, such as a minor fender bender in a safe location. 4. Avoiding panic. Avoid evacuation if it might lead to panic or place passengers at a higher risk, such as evacuating onto a busy road. The decision to evacuate should prioritize passenger safety. Assess the situation carefully, considering factors like the severity of the danger, available safe evacuation routes, and the likelihood of improving safety by evacuating. Communication with emergency services, assessing risks, and keeping passengers informed are crucial in making the right decision. Bus drivers should follow established protocols and use their judgment to determine whether evacuation is the safest option based on the specific circumstances of the incident. Regular training and familiarity with emergency procedures can aid in making these critical decisions swiftly and effectively. Proper evacuation methods and procedures for all types of passengers. Evacuating a school bus requires different procedures for various types of passengers to ensure their safety. Here are general guidelines for evacuating different types of passengers for students. 1. Younger children, pre-K to elementary school. Provide clear and simple instructions using age-appropriate language. Designate older students or staff to assist younger ones during evacuation. Encourage them to follow instructions and exit calmly using designated emergency exits. Conduct a head count once evacuated to ensure no one is left behind. 2. Middle and high school students, communicate evacuation procedures clearly and calmly. Encourage them to assist others and follow the instructions provided. Direct them to use designated emergency exits and move to the designated safe location. Students with special needs or disabilities, provide additional assistance as needed, ensuring they can safely exit the bus. Have designated staff or students assist those with mobility challenges. Use specialized evacuation devices or procedures as outlined in their individualized education programs, IEPs, or specific emergency plans. For adults or staff, 1. Teachers or chaperones, assist in maintaining order and guiding students during the evacuation process. Encourage calmness and ensure all students are accounted for. 2. Bus driver, lead the evacuation process, providing clear and concise instructions to passengers. Ensure all passengers are safely evacuated before leaving the bus. General evacuation procedures. 1. Communication. Use clear and simple instructions appropriate to the passenger's age and abilities. Use visual cues if necessary to assist understanding. 2. Designated exits. Direct passengers to use primary and alternate emergency exits based on the situation. Emphasize the importance of staying away from the bus once evacuated. 3. Assistance for mobility challenges. Provide additional assistance to passengers with mobility challenges or disabilities, ensuring they can safely exit the bus. 4. Headcount and accountability. Conduct a headcount or roll call at the designated safe location to ensure all passengers have safely evacuated. 5. Maintain calmness and order. Encourage a calm and orderly evacuation process to avoid panic or confusion. It's essential to practice and review these evacuation procedures regularly through drills to ensure that all passengers, including those with special needs, are familiar with the process. Training, Clear communication and maintaining a calm environment during emergencies are key to a successful evacuation.